USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are coming in lower than expected. There were 498,000 initial claims last week, which is 92,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. That's also the lowest number of first-time claims since March 14th of 2020. All that being said, Tony Frank is a restaurant owner in Toledo, Ohio. He says he can't find people to work. He blames it on the stimulus money.
I think the first round of the stimulus money was good. I think the extra unemployment money was good because we were shut down as a country. I understand that. For $700, people who are making $800-$900 will make sacrifices in their life and take things away to be able to sit home. In my opinion, we'll sit home for that $700.
President Biden spending his Thursday on the road promoting his infrastructure plan in Louisiana. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.